Good morning. We still have a little bit of leftover moisture from the storm that brought us all the rain earlier in the week, and we still see a few showers across, particularly the Champlain Valley and northern parts of Vermont. Otherwise, things are drying out nicely with a developing west-northwest wind, which is kicking up at times over 20 miles per hour. Elsewhere, the clouds are breaking up and we'll have a good deal of sunshine today. Clouds will mix in, especially across the higher terrain, but with a fair amount of sun, most places will get up into the lower and middle 70s for afternoon highs. Skies will remain clear early this evening, then some clouds will move in as we turn our attention to the west. A low-pressure wave will develop across the upper Midwest and Ohio Valley and work its way tomorrow afternoon toward the Atlantic coast east of Atlantic City. On this track, a swath of rain will develop by mid-morning tomorrow across the Catskills and eventually overspreading the rest of the region by lunchtime. The rain could fall heavily at times, especially across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Taconics, Berkshires, and central and southern New England. Other areas will still see a decent amount of rain tomorrow through the afternoon and into the evening as the low tracks away. With the clouds and wet weather, temperatures will hold in the 60s. On Friday, some leftover moisture from this system combined with a bit of energy rolling through will produce a few showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs in the middle to upper 60s. High pressure will finally build in for the day on Saturday and yield mostly sunny skies for the start of the weekend. Temperatures will be mild again with readings back up into the mid-70s. A couple of weak disturbances will pass through the fast jet stream flow by Sunday and into the early part of next week. As a result, a few showers and a couple of thunderstorms possible as we head into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Illinois into Indiana and western Ohio. Morning storms are in progress across southern Minnesota, Iowa, and the vicinity. These storms will likely begin to grow upscale with a rapidly destabilizing air mass to the east. Other convection may also form along a warm front east of the surface low track across southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Initially, some of these storms are likely to be supercells and tornadoes could occur. With time, and particularly due to a weak upper-level flow, storms should merge into a large cluster. Increasing wind fields will favor a forward-propagating convective system, possibly a derecho capable of widespread damaging winds. However, embedded areas of rotation may also exist periodically, indicating either tornadoes or enhanced swaths of damaging wind potential. Large hail is also likely, possibly wind-driven. Models indicate the main corridor for widespread damage will be from northern Illinois into northern and central Indiana and into Ohio. However, if the system grows larger than expected, other areas could be under a greater threat, such as northern Kentucky, West Virginia, and western Pennsylvania. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Aviano U.S. Air Force Base in Italy at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Charleston, South Carolina at 9:16 p.m. last evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, drizzle and fog, and 36 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 52, 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 15 miles per hour, gusting to 23, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 80, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 65, that's 1 degree below normal. 93 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 3.41 inches, which is 1.98 inches above normal, and 18.15 inches for the year, which is 1.94 inches above normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1949, and the record low, 38, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today, especially closer to the Canadian border. More sunshine near Glens Falls, and highs in the 60s to the north, lower 70s, where we see more sun. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear this evening with increasing clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain developing in the morning, heavy at times in the afternoon, especially south of I-90, highs in the 60s. More showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny, mild on Saturday, mid-70s. A shower possible Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.